Are you about to sit your HSC at the end of term 3 or beginning of term 4? If you are, then this is an episode you definitely want to sit and listen to, because I'm going to talk to you about why you need to get onto your HSC study now. Welcome back to Breakaway Tuitions Podcast. It has been a while since I have jumped on and had a chat with you all. At the beginning of this term, I had tried to do some batch recording of podcasts, and then there's been about a 2-week gap between when the batch stopped and what I'm recording now. So I'm sure you can all appreciate that at times it gets really, really crazy and busy, and we've had lots of changes this term. So I'm back now. And as I said in the introduction, I'm going to talk to you today, and specifically for HSC students, I'm going to talk to you about why you should be getting onto your HSC study now. So there are a few groups of students, and we'll start here. So there is a group of students who will be preparing their study notes as they go along and as they finish each different module and topic throughout the syllabus for the HSC subjects. And they will have already carved out their time, and they'll have study time where they're reviewing their subjects, and then they'll have time where they're practicing their writing for their subjects as well. So that's one group of HSC students. We then normally have another group of HSC students who, you know, they want to do really well, they want to set out their study timetables, but they tend to leave it a little bit late. So they either think about having study notes like a week or 2 weeks before exams hit, and then they find themselves completely overwhelmed because they realise that their notes in their workbooks don't exactly help them with the syllabus drop points, and then they get stressed because they haven't had enough practice at the subject. So that's our two first groups. And then we have the third group of students, and the third group of students are those who just take their chances. They might study the day before or the night before, and they'll just see how they go, basically, and they use their workbooks to as like study references. Never quite understand the content to the extent that they should. So we have three groups of HSC students. Now, the majority of you guys, HSC students, will fit into group two. And, there'll be a small proportion of you in the first group, and then the rest will be sitting in that third group. But those that are in group two, you guys are the ones that still want to do really well in your HSC, but you just haven't organised your time well, and you kind of leave your studying till the last minute. Now, we're in June, so we've just hit the beginning of June, and I know that a lot of schools will have trial examinations at the beginning to the mid next term, term three, and then you'll be sitting your HSC exams after that. Some schools push their trials back a little bit later in term three. But if you have not started creating your study notes now, it is time to get on top of them. So for a lot of subjects, the bulk of your material will have been covered by the end of this term, with term three being the revision term. But, you know, there's a lot of things that happen between term four last year when you started your new topics for HSC and now, and so that's a lot of content that you also need to be revising and being on top of as well. Now, I have spoken before on the podcast before about different ways that you can study, so you can go and check that out if you haven't listened to that one. So there's a whole range of different ways you can study, there's a whole range of different techniques that you can use, but it comes down to you being able to determine which method works best for you. Now, there's a whole stack of new research that's coming out at the moment saying that, you know, we all have the same brain, and therefore theories and ideas around different ways of studying and remembering and thinking about that information are all incorrect, and that we don't actually have different ways that we learn because we all have the same brain. Now, I am against that bank of research because I do strongly believe that each of us picks up information in different ways, and we need to use that strength that we have to help us with our study notes. So, like I said, there is a podcast all on study notes, but some things for you to consider. If you are someone who remembers information better, if you hear it, you might try to record your study and your study notes so that you can listen to it, okay? If you are someone that learns by doing, you might spend time reading your study notes or listening to your study notes and then doing practice questions on top of that. Now, it is important, though, that you do practice the doing part, even if that's not your strength, and more so if that's not your strength, because that is where you're going to obviously get your marks in your exam. Now, you know, if you're a visual learner, then you could create mind maps or spider maps as well that have visual representations of what key skills or key ideas that you are learning about in those particular topics, because again, like I said, I strongly believe that we all learn differently and we all take in information differently. So, for example, like I take in a lot of information listening, but for me to really comprehend the information that I'm looking at or understanding, I need to write it down by hand with a pen. If I type it on the computer, that's well and good, but it doesn't really sink in for me because it's more of like an automatic thing, whereas I need to physically be handwriting on a page for that information to go in for myself. So that's the first thing you want to think about. You know, what is the best way that I retain information and what is going to help me the most? Now, like I said at the beginning, a lot of the notes that you receive in class will not assist you in your study. The things that you do in class, like the learning activities to try and get you to understand topics and ideas, but they're not set up as syllabus dot points and things for you to actually be writing down and trying to remember that way. So if you do decide not to write study notes, just be aware that A, you might not have all of the syllabus dot points in your workbooks, and it might get a bit muddled in terms of, like, well, out of the activities or the questions that we've been answering or going through, where exactly is that information? It's never ever going to hurt you going through and collating that information in a separate book so that it matches directly to the dot points. That's never going to hurt you. It's never going to be a waste of time, because then you will clearly be able to see, well, do I have all of the information I need for this topic as set by the HSC or by NASA? So, you know, I also think it is really important that you do check your syllabuses via NASA as well, to make sure that you have all of that information, because I've said it before and I'll continue to say it, but they can test you in your trial or in your HSC exam as well. They can test you on any of the information that is set out for study in the syllabus. So finding out what you're missing, now is the best time to do that, because then it gives you time to go and find the information that you are missing, or go back through your notes to figure out how you can then answer a question if you have missing information. And that is why now is the perfect time for you to start your study notes or fix them, finish them. You know, if you leave it much longer, I can guarantee that you are going to overwhelm yourself, because the depth of information that you then need to review for your trial exams and the number of subjects in which you are doing that revision for is going to overwhelm you. I can pretty much 1,000% guarantee that that will happen if you leave it any longer. The best thing about it though, and the best thing about organizing your notes now, middle of term two, is that you are going to then, after your trials, after you've worked through your notes, you've already got your bank of study notes sitting there to continue to help you to your HSC exam. You might find that you need to add bits and pieces, you might revise them or change them or move them in some direction in a different way, but it will mean that you've already got those things set up for you, so that then instead of spending time creating your study notes, you are simply revising the content and practicing your responses to the content, and that is also going to make the biggest difference for you. I know at this time of term there are final, you know, assessments and things that you need to complete, probably your final assessment before your trial exams. And so you're concentrating on doing all of those things as well. But, you know, you've got 2 weeks off shortly. And in those 2 weeks, it's, you know, the best opportunity you have to ensure that your notes are all put together properly. So the other thing that you want to consider now, and the other thing that it's the perfect time for, is to set up a realistic study plan and study, like, timetable for you that you can use heading into your trials and then across the other side as well. I have seen schools in the past at the end of, you know, term two or even the end of term three sit down and give their students a bank of ideas on how to study and how many hours they should be studying in a day. And I have seen schools with the suggestion that you should be studying at least 8 hours a day heading into your HSC. Now, that is extremely unrealistic, and I think that, you know, for schools to be giving you that information at the end of your HSC year rather than at the beginning of your HSC year is not assisting you in any way. And by giving you the 8 hour goal of study a day, which is, like I said, completely unrealistic, it kind of, you know, will increase your overwhelm. And when we're overwhelmed, we're less likely to actually sit down and do what we're wanting to do, because we're too overwhelmed to do it. So study timetables are really easy to put together. I have versions available in here if you'd like to purchase one. I also, I think, attached to one of my podcast episodes, there is a study timetable for you to download as well. But you want it to be realistic, and I think this is the point that I really want you to understand, is that, you know, if you were to study 8 hours a day, you were going to burn yourself out, and you're going to burn yourself out really quickly. So you need to be thinking realistically about the amount of time that you can sustain your attention and concentration for. And you know what? Adults, it's 45 minutes. So you're wanting to do your study in 45-minute blocks, because at the end of that 45 minutes to the hour time, that's where you lose your concentration and you're not going to be as effective in your study as you could be. You're going to be more distracted. You're not going to be taking in as much of the information as you could be as well. So we want to be making sure that you are using this information to assist and make your study times as effective as possible, because there's no point in you sitting there for 2 or 3 hours reading and reviewing your notes and none of that is going in and none of it is making sense or making a difference to then your recollection of knowledge. So, you know, 45 minutes is that period of time for adults that they can concentrate for. So you're wanting to put that into your study as well. You also then want to be putting your breaks into your study timetable. And in your breaks, you're wanting to be, you know, consuming healthy foods or doing some sort of physical activity to sort of get your nervous system back on track, to help you refocus. And by doing those things, it's going to help you more so with your focus than if you just sit on Instagram or something for the time of your break too. It's also going to help you with your discipline and, you know, making sure that you are using your day as effectively as possible, but also putting in things like if you need to go out with friends, or you want to go out with friends, or you want to go out and get some lunch, or, you know, putting in free time, things that you can also do to enjoy yourself during that study period of time is also as equally as important as the actual study. And those things, and remembering those things, are going to help you the most in your study timetable and the period that you're trying to study in. So there's some tips for you. I have tried to direct you to some other podcast episodes as well to help you with your study notes. But, you know, the whole point of this episode is just to get you, the HSC student, to start thinking about why you should be getting your study notes organized now, and why waiting a little bit longer till you're closer to your trials is the worst idea on the planet. You know, you, and I find it happens quite often, is that we think that we have more time available or more time to a deadline than we actually do, and therefore we don't use the time that we have available now to the best of our ability. We don't use the time effectively, and when we get closer to the event, we kind of wish that we were actually, you know, did use that time that we had more effectively. So make sure you go through your workbooks. Make sure you try and create separate study notes that fit directly into your syllabus dot points, and then start creating your study timetable to help you revise your notes and practice your responses to your notes now before your trial exam. Some of the trial exams I have seen, because they are written by independent groups, so outside of the school, some of the exam questions are very tricky. They're quite difficult, and, you know, a lot of students struggle with their trial exams because of that level of difficulty. Sometimes it is quite a step up from what you have been practicing in class as well. So always keep that in mind. But the most effective thing that you can be doing now is making sure your study notes are set and making sure you know when you're going to study and how you're going to study. Hope that helps you guys a bit about, you know, why now's the best time to start your study, and I'll catch you all in the next episode.